Welcome everybody back into the Western Kansas Broadcast Center studios here on the Morning Roundup. We are now joined by Meade head volleyball coach, Coach Cryer, Coach Lee Ann Cryer, I should say. And Coach, first of all, thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate the time. I know it's a busy week for you and your team getting ready for the state tournament.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, let's get a little bit into it, I should say, as far as this season and overall how it's gone for you guys. A successful season, obviously, anytime you're able to reach the state championship and get a berth there and play yourself into the tournament weekend. But from a coaching perspective, how would you kind of look at your season and how would you describe it overall?
You know, I'm really proud of this group of girls. We are relatively inexperienced this year. So we graduated 6 seniors. Last year I only brought 2 girls back with any varsity experience. We worked really hard this summer. But at that point, when you're starting over with 2/3 of a new team with very little varsity experience, you know, it kind of is, you don't really know what to expect. I knew that we had a lot of talent, but we just needed to figure out where to put all of it and how we complement each other the best. And I just have been proud of the way that they've bought in and showed up every day and worked hard. And I think, honestly, they've surprised a lot of people this year. So that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. What is the biggest challenge from a coaching standpoint of trying to, you know, kind of handle a team that, you know, maybe a little bit inexperienced, but also have the opportunity to come up and surprise you like they have this season a little bit?
One of the things that part of my philosophy over the years as I've coached and have evolved in the way I think a little bit is, you know, volleyball is, you're going to make mistakes. They're going to happen. But I think specifically with a younger group like that, one of the things that I try and focus on for myself is making it an environment where they're not scared to make those mistakes, because the minute they do that, the wheels start falling off. And so we talk about playing clean, like that's important, but also those physical mistakes, they're going to happen, and you almost encourage those a little bit, because that's how they learn and how they gain confidence. And so I don't know that that's a challenge for the girls, but sometimes that's a challenge for me to change my mindset a little bit when it comes to that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the team kind of as a whole and what's gotten you guys to this point. A pretty successful sub-state tournament. You guys didn't drop a single set. What was kind of the message of the team after taking sub-state and securing a spot in the state tournament?
Well, first of all, obviously that's one of those memories that they are going to remember for a really long time. So ultimately, I'm happy that they got to make that. But I think the message going forward then is, hey, we got another week and we got something else on the horizon that we now need to turn our focus to. So we celebrated, we enjoyed it, but then we got back to work come Monday. So, yeah. Gotcha.
Once again, talking with head coach of the Meade volleyball team, Lee Ann Cryer, and we are continuing to move things along here as, of course, they are getting set to play in the 2A state championship tournament on Friday and hopefully into Saturday as well, with some success on that Friday slate. Just one more thing for us, Coach, here before we do wrap this up. What is the message of the team outside of, obviously, you talk about the memories of sub-state, but, you know, there's memories associated with going to state and being able to compete, but you want to win. That's also part of it as well. What are some ways you guys are looking to attack this tournament and hopefully come out on top?
We've looked a lot at some of the defenses that we're going to see and some of our options when you're looking at different scenarios and what we can do. Ultimately, though, volleyball, we control our side of the court, and that's about it. So we've worked really hard on pursuit this week. We've worked really hard on playing clean and really making good decisions. That's one of the things that that they will hear me say quite often, and part of that goes with a little bit of the inexperience, but, like, you know, we have to make good decisions on our side of the court. There's a time to terminate, and then there's a time to keep giving yourself a chance and looking for that moment to terminate. And so knowing when that is one of our main focuses throughout this next few days, I guess.
Understandably so. And Coach, like I said, we do appreciate the time so much this week. I know lots of preparation, trying not to probably change the mold too much and kind of keep everybody comfortable, but there is a little bit of that extra factor with it being the week leading up to state. We do wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for covering us. We really do appreciate it.